A national Asian American rights organization has joined the legal battle against the state of Pennsylvania's controversial voter ID law. Critics of the Republican-sponsored law say it will disenfranchise minority, elderly, and student voters who generally vote Democratic. The measure was upheld in Commonwealth Court, but opponents, including the NAACP, have appealed that ruling to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. A hearing is set for September 13th. Glenn Magpantai is director of the Democracy Program at the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund, which has filed an amicus brief in the case. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
The Asian American Legal Defense Fund filed a brief in the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, urging the court to understand the unique impact that these voter identification laws have on minority voters, and in this instance, specifically, for Asian American voters.
There has been a lot of discussion of how the Pennsylvania voter ID law would impact people in the Black community, senior citizens, and students. What specifically are you saying would be the impact on the Asian American community?
In many ways, Asian Americans suffer from the same forms of discrimination that other racial and ethnic minority voters experience. In Pennsylvania, Asian Americans are the fastest growing minority group, but we still see that they, along with Latinos, but we still see that they face challenges in exercising the right to vote. The biggest problem that Asian Americans will encounter is their lack of English proficiency. And in Pennsylvania, we found that large numbers of Asian Americans are limited English proficient. All that polled Asian Americans found that number to be 42%. But all the information regarding voter ID, all the applications to get free identification, are all in English. So if you speak Chinese or Korean, sorry, you can't vote today.
And what has been your experience? Because I know your organization has monitored issues at polling places regarding the Asian American community. What have you experienced?
Yeah, in the past elections, all have monitored poll sites in China, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Chinatown, North Philly, Upper Darby, Bensalem. And we found that Asian Americans were racially profiled in voting, that even when identification was not required in voting, that Asian Americans were still arbitrarily required to produce identification, and voters, sometimes South Asian voters, complained of racial profiling. We've monitored voting processes in many states, and we have found that voter ID laws just cannot be implemented in a racially neutral way, that the discretion given to poll workers to subjugate, to discriminate, to disenfranchise minority voters for voters that they don't like, who don't speak English, who they think may not be a citizen because they were born in another country even though they're naturalized, is too much unfettered discretion and we believe will result in disenfranchisement.
Now, I see where you're raising an issue about naturalized foreign-born Asian Americans who are totally legal and in many cases have been for years but could have difficulty voting.
That's correct. 70% of Asian American voters that we polled in the state of Pennsylvania were naturalized foreign-born citizens. And, you know, on the naturalization certificate, it says that, you know, you may not copy this form. Now, in order to register to vote in Pennsylvania, when you fill out your voter registration form, you need to mail in an original copy of your naturalization certificate. No voter's going to do that. You know, when most Asian Americans and most immigrants become a citizen, that certificate goes in the bank. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to mail it to the town clerk, and hopefully it'll come back. So we believe it presents another hurdle that Asian American voters will have in trying to exercise their right to vote and to participate in the American political process.
So you've filed this amicus brief. What do you hope will happen now? What do you hope will be its impact?
We hope that the court will strike down the law. We hope that the court will understand that these laws are racially discriminatory, that these laws are not done with the legitimate purpose of rooting out fraud because there's been no instances of fraud. The fraud that is being perpetrated in the state of Pennsylvania is a fraud that will apply to minority voters who come to vote, who believe that they're registered and say, sorry, you can't vote today. So we hope the court, in its wisdom, will find that this law has poses a significant burden on minority voters, that it is discriminatory under the Voting Rights Act and the Constitution, and will strike the law down. We covered 7 poll sites in Pennsylvania. We interviewed about 500 Asian American voters in 2008, and 135 of them were inappropriately required to present identification, even though it wasn't required of them. Some voters, particularly South Asian voters in Bensalem, for example, complained that they were racially profiled. Why was it the Asian voters had to prove ID and no other voters had to do that? So again, we come back to the unfettered discriminatory application of these laws that weighs more heavily on Asian American voters and minority voters, the poor, those who are older, and those who have limited income.
So even before this voter ID law took effect, Asian American voters were having trouble voting anyway.
That's correct. And we just think that this situation is going to be even worse.
Glenn Magpantai is with the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund. He was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.